Good morning, Fort McMurray, with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Yeah, so my name is Chelsea Lam and I'm a graduate of Father Mercury High School.
Okay.
I've been at this art program since grade 9, so like for 3 years now, and I've learned a lot like here.
There we go. So art's a passion of yours.
Yes,
for sure then.
Yeah.
So in regards to art, it's kind of a cliche question that I ask all the time, but when did you get started?
I think I got mostly started in elementary school. Like as like when I was really young, I was always like watching cartoons and like animated movies and such.
Mm-hmm.
So I really like that aspect of like when people would draw like characters and stuff, and I would just like imitate it or like start drawing it for fun.
Okay.
And then it just started as a hobby eventually in elementary school because I find that I was pretty good at art and my friends really liked my art. So I just continued doing, like, it was like a motivation for me that people really liked my art, and it pushed me to continue developing my skills and like honing my passion furthermore.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like when you were drawing, were you doing it on paper? Were you doing it on like an iPad? How were you?
Mostly paper.
Okay.
Yeah, I was very traditional art like growing up because
mm-hmm.
I didn't have a phone until like junior high, so
okay.
So yeah, like I was mostly doing everything on paper. I was like working with different mediums like crayons, colored pencils, and like pastels and such.
Okay.
Yeah.
Neat. So then when you must have been very excited to get into high school when you could take art as
definitely.
A class.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So when it comes to schools in Fort McMurray, we have a bunch of different ones.
Mm-hmm.
If you knew you were passionate about art, what about the program at Father Murr kind of drew you to take it here?
Well, initially, I only came here because of my friends.
Okay.
But I was really excited to find out that they actually had an art elective.
Mm.
So I took that in grade 8 and 9, but it was just like a very small block. Like it only consisted of less than an hour that we could do art in. But it really made me realize how much like supplies and help that you actually have here in this art program, especially with our teacher, Mrs. Whitbread. She's an amazing teacher,
mm-hmm.
and she really helps you feel like passionate and like confident about the stuff that you make, and it really helped me get into creating like more like formal art, like painting and using charcoal pencils and working with different mediums that I never would have used before if
right.
this art program didn't exist.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So now with all these extra tools and techniques that you've learned
yes.
throughout high school, how do you think you're gonna utilize that in your future?
So aside from making just traditional art, I've been very involved with our school's media team. So what I do is I mostly do graphic design. I make posters, advertisement, and I do like animation, and I also like do some video editing for like our
mm-hmm.
school stuff. So that really helped me know what I want to do in school, which is graphic design and pursuing a career of designing.
Okay.
Because I just really enjoy making art, and if it helps me, like if it enables me to help out other people like brands and businesses to like get their products and names out there, like I think that's something that I really would enjoy doing.
Cool.
Yeah.
So where are you thinking about going to school?
I'm going to McEwen because I did a lot of research and I know they have like a very nice design program. I've already talked to my teachers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Sweet. So where in Edmonton are you going to be living?
Probably downtown, like near McEwen.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So you're getting right
yes.
into like the thick of it.
Yeah.
Edmonton's cool. I like Edmonton a lot. I went to Grand McEwen as well, and that area, especially like by Rogers Place, is really having a nice revitalization right now. Like
okay.
the downtown core of Edmonton is very different than what it used to look like.
So it's having like a rebuild or something.
Oh yeah, it's really
yeah.
picking up, especially like that strip between like Rogers Place and where the Red Arrow bus depot is, mm-hmm. like that one strip in particular, unbelievable. It's like a super nice neighborhood, like
real nice in the day.
Real nice in the day. There, that's what I was gonna say. Real nice in the day. Also, White Ave downtown. Like I love Edmonton. I've spent a lot of time.
Yeah, like
there.
I know that McEwen got like a huge like rebuild too. Like they they're a pretty new school just because they just got like a bunch of new buildings and stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited to go there and see that.
That's very cool. Very cool. That's exciting stuff.
Yeah.
So you have a piece of art here that you make. So let's chat about this for a little bit here. So can you please tell us what we are looking at?
So this is a like personal identity piece that I did. So the model is based on myself and how I perceive myself. So it has a lot of symbolisms of like what my career, like what my future goals are and what I really want to do in life, as well as like my growth with art as well. So I just think the like the whole theme of like the water, the flowing water, to really symbolize how like my life will continue to flow, and like every, like water takes so many different paths, right? But if I just stick to the path that I believe in, like eventually I'll reach the end of the stream, like, you know, that the goal that I'm trying to accomplish, even if there's like obstacles on the way and such like that. And I wanted to add that touch of paint right there to symbolize how art has really like develop and shape me as a human being, and like most of my life like really like evolves around the artwork that I make.
Okay.
So I just wanted to add that in there as like a tribute of like how much art has impacted me
Very
as a person.
Cool.
Yeah.
And what's up with the fish in there?
Oh, the fishes. I think the fishes, what's it called? I added them because I think they're a really cute touch, and just because goldfishes, when I think about goldfishes, they're like, you know, in a small little tank, but you know, but it reminds me that I don't have to be in a small little tank. I can continue to expand my world and realize that my limits are like, I don't have any limits to what I want to do in the future.
There we go.
Yeah.
Very cool. No, it's beautiful. There's no doubt about that. So I was asking your other classmate over here what he does with the art afterwards, or she, I forget.
Yeah.
But I was asking what they do with the art afterwards. So what do you do with your art?
Oh, what I do with my art? Well, personally, like for my, like for like canvases and stuff, I keep them, I display them. But for my sketches, I prefer to throw them away or destroy them.
Okay,
Just because I don't like to hold on into like, to what I created, because I know that I can continue to create and continue to push myself to, you know, create something better. Like, sure, I can keep the art to look back at what I've already created.
Yeah.
But I've, you know, you have phones for that, you can take pictures. There's no need to hold into like materialized into like personal values like that. Because I just think that just not having it there physically like can just enable me to keep creating and keep like pushing my limits to know what I can achieve.
Nice. Do you have like a process of how you like to like get rid of your stuff?
Well, honestly, I just, you know, I just throw it in the dumpster. Like I just recycle it.
Okay.
I have a little brother, so most of the time he'll just draw on my artwork and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, and practice writing his ABCs on
Okay.
them. Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking something like lighting on fire or something.
Oh, no.
But,
yeah.
Okay. Very cool. Now, did you grow up in Fort McMurray?
No, I was born in Vietnam, and I moved to Fort Mac when I was in grade 4.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So what was it like in Vietnam?
It was, well, you know, it's...
From what you can remember.
Well, what I can remember, it was very fun, actually. In school, I had a lot of friends, and it was just... I don't remember much from my elementary. That's why... Oh, I'm actually going back to Vietnam this summer.
That's what I was just about to ask. Have you been back? So, is this your first time going, or have you visited
prior to? No, this is my third time going after 4 years so far. Yeah, I'm just really excited to revisit my culture, my family, and like... Well, everything I've left behind so far, so that's exciting.
And this is your first time going back as like a grad.
Yeah.
So you're like an adult basically going back. This I'm not basically, definitively, you're an adult going back.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. So when you go there, is it like with your whole family? Is it just you and some friends? What's your trip
like?
Just
me and my mom and my brother.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just a small family because all of our family are in Vietnam. So we're just like gonna visit them and catch up.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. So like when you go over there, because My parents are from Guyana, South America, and like I was not ready for what that was when I was younger, and I was I was just so Canadianized or whatever you call it. So when you go back, what's the culture shock for you? Like, where does your family kind of like live over there?
Honestly, it's not too much of a culture shock for me personally, because I, you know, I grew up there and I lived there for a really long time. And the only shock that I would get is like every single time I come back to the house, I would always forget what it looks like. So it feels like I'm walking into a brand new house, but it's really not. Like we've been living there. Like I've been living there like my whole life. Like they've lived there my whole life. So it's just like I've been gone for so long that I don't remember what it looks like. And I think definitely the heat. It's very hot. You can't wear, like you can barely cover your skin. It's really hot.
That heat is something else. Anyways, Tanner tapped his watch. That means we are out of time. But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
I want to shout out my mom for always supporting me and letting me do whatever I want. And I want to shout out to my friend Ken, who's going on next, and all of my friends. Thank you.
There we go. Awesome. Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Really do appreciate it. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Really do appreciate your ongoing support. Hopefully everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi everyone, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.